ABC Radio Australia.
PNG's government is yet to respond to recommendations aimed at helping solve the country's domestic violence crisis nearly 2 months after they were handed over. The landmark report was tabled to Parliament in mid-August after the first ever parliamentary inquiry into gender-based violence. As Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby, bureaucratic delays appear to be partly to blame.
On a hot Port Moresby day, boys and girls are playing tag rugby on the school oval. The grade 7 students are taking part in an exercise that aims to teach them about respectful relationships. It's run by Equal Playing Field, an NGO that aims to prevent violence against women in PNG, which has been working with school kids for the last 9 years. Chief Executive Jackie Joseph says they use sporting concepts to explain why respectful relationships are important, and it's a language young people are able to understand.
Our work started way back in 2013, which is when we ran our first pilot, was delivering respectful relationship education, and that was really around helping young people understand what does a respectful relationship look like. And we attribute that to sports because that's something that young people can easily connect to. So we help them understand, like in a sporting team, what are some good qualities that young people have, or what are some bad qualities that teams have. And so we kind of attribute those qualities of a good team to a good relationship and qualities of a bad team to a bad relationship.
They've also been training facilitators and teachers around the country, helping reach different communities and talk about issues like gender inequality, family violence, and child abuse. Ms. Joseph says it is important for the next generation to learn early on how to be respectful and that violence at home is not right.
One of those very influential areas and most effective spaces that children can learn properly is especially in the school system, where the curriculum can expose young people that, you know, if you are seeing these things, then that's not okay. Because for some, it'll be the first time that somebody actually questions that the things happening at home are actually not okay. As compared to if somebody doesn't question that, they're going to grow up thinking that that's normal, and that those same scenes that have happened in their childhood, they will relive them in their homes, and they will think that that's the way of life.
She believes their work can help stop kids turning to violence later in life, and it's a prominent issue in PNG, where it's estimated that more than two-thirds of women will experience family violence at some point in their lives. Earlier this year, for the first time ever, a parliamentary inquiry on gender-based violence was held. The special GBV Parliamentary Committee handed down its landmark report to Parliament in mid-August, with 71 recommendations from the government on what it can do to tackle the violence crisis, and reviewing the school curriculum and looking at how respectful relationships can be taught to all PNG kids was one of the recommendations. It's an idea that has the support of Julie Bukikun, the Assistant Representative for the United Nations Development Programme in PNG, who's also worked in gender equality and women empowerment for more than 20 years.
Those initiatives run by IWILO, or either our education institution or NGOs, such as Equal Playing Field, I also recall they were there to give information to the committee. So from the committee's perspective, I think everyone contributing is key because, as you know, gender-based violence is a cross-cutting issue. It's not limited to a sector or sectors.
But it's not yet clear what the PNG government thinks of that recommendation or the 70 others included in the report, and whether it plans to adopt any or all of them. The ABC's repeatedly asked the Community Development and Youth Minister, Wake Goy, and his department for an interview. Julie Bukikun from the UNDP believes the key next step is to quickly set up a national gender-based violence secretariat that could coordinate the government's response to family violence and implement the recommendations. An interim secretariat was set up back in 2019, but it's still to really get off the ground or be properly funded.
When the GBV Secretariat is established, it will be quite key for that entity to be the lead government agency working across, from national to subnational, to sectors, to development partners, in order to progress it.
The delay is a source of frustration for Charles Abel, who chaired the Parliamentary Committee on Gender-Based Violence. Another of their recommendations was to move the GBV Secretariat to sit under the Prime Minister's department so it's better coordinated and made a higher priority. But at this stage, Mr. Abel says, they're still trying to get all the relevant departments to submit their paperwork into Treasury so the Secretariat can firstly be properly funded.
We are conversing with those agencies, in particular Community Development Department, the police, the Attorney General's office, the Office of the Public Prosecutor, and we are just trying to make sure that those relevant budget submissions are in place, and obviously that capture the elements relating to the GBV Secretariat establishment, the funding of relevant sections within the police force. Particularly those elements down at committal stage.
He hopes that once properly set up, the GBV Secretariat would be able to implement the various recommendations his committee made, including supporting NGOs like Equal Playing Field, who are already doing the work on the ground.
We also wanted funding for the NGOs. Mm-hmm. We emphasise very much that the important work at this stage has been done by the NGOs. They're the ones who are on the coal face dealing with the issue. And so we very much want to support that additional funding is made available to. And then we wanted clarity, clarity from the our development partners as to exactly how much money's been spent in that area and where's it going. And so the Secretariat, part of the role is to coordinate all this, coordinate in this space and make sure that everybody's working to one policy and there is scrutiny and accountability for the funds that are being spent. But otherwise, yes, we need to make sure that Secretariat is established and resourced and the necessary linkages down to the provinces.
Equal Playing Field's Jackie Joseph welcomes a more collaborative approach.
Obviously, looking at it from, where we are, it's not a hard thing to deliver this education. Oftentimes, it's just a case of, the education department understanding that there are these capacity gaps and there are institutions such as us who can come in to help facilitate. Even simple things like, at this stage, we don't have trained guidance counsellors in the schools. And I don't know why we don't have guidance counsellors, because we should. And they should be trained. And they should be there to be able to provide counselling for a child when the child needs it. And so there's a lot of demand for this work, and if there's decision-wise, if there's budget-wise that we need to make decisions on, these are some things that I don't see it as a hard thing. It's a case of people sitting together, bringing together their respective partners, understanding what needs to be done for us to move actions moving forward.